I'll just ask you one more. I'm wondering, you know, since you say that there's the different qualities that can be seen in humans and that ancestors can speak, you know, or be embodied within an animal, does that help to inform you now on how animals should be treated when you find them?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because you know how so many people are afraid of the wolves, and they're so mistreated. You know, it's very sad because they look so innocent to me, and they look so, well, they have a strong family orientation. They're supposed to be, they have a lot of, we used to have a dog that was part wolf when I was a teenager. So I just think that, you know, they're valuable and they should be honored. And I definitely would not step on a frog or anything, you know, or try to kill him. Or one time I did accidentally, it was a toad over in New Orleans, or not, in Louisiana. I went to see my son, and there was a big storm, and all the kids went crazy, and they started decorating the trees with toilet paper, rolls of toilet paper, and just running around, skidding, because it makes the ground real slick, and just going crazy, because they don't see the rain very much there. And I went out to see them and watch them as they were doing it, and I stepped on this toad, you know, because they come out when it's wet. And it made me feel really sad. I still think about it to this day.
What about bringing animals like frogs home as pets? Do you think that that's appropriate, or that they should be left where they are?
I think they should be left where they are. You know, but if little boys want to do it, I think that'd be okay, because sometimes kids get bonded through stuff like that. And they learn a lot by being close to them.
Well, I learned a lot today. Thank you so much for coming. I do appreciate it. Unless you have anything else that you want to share, I'm going to go ahead and turn these off, and then we can deal with the honorarium.